Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, so please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Thank you so much for listening. Today, the good and bad of more jobs than job seekers, Medicare's money problems, and RIP Kate Spade. Plus, big changes to Miss America and Facebook's Lip Sync Live. All that and much more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Wednesday, June 6th. You ready? Let's do this. For the first time in nearly two decades, the U.S. has more job openings than job seekers. For workers, it's a good thing. For companies hiring, it's a little tougher. They may not be able to be quite as picky about who they bring on board. The federal government is starting a new division to deal with cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin. The Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, just hired its first ever digital currency advisor, the crypto chief, as some are calling her. CNBC says she'll take over this brand new role to try and handle the big innovation and the serious risk that comes with crypto. The SEC just started a crackdown on initial coin offerings earlier this year. Medicare money may run out sooner than expected, about 3 years sooner. We're talking 2026. That's what the government said this week in a new report that also says Social Security funds aren't looking so great either. The AP reports Congress may need to take action next year to try and deal with this issue. Medicare is America's health insurance program for people age 65 and older and those with certain disabilities. Taxes from both workers and companies help pay for it. Despite this new warning, the Treasury Secretary says the program is still secure. The volcano in Guatemala that exploded on Sunday exploded again yesterday, so there's more evacuations happening now. Already from the first and larger eruption, dozens of people have died, and the death toll could keep climbing. CNN reports something called a pyroclastic flow happened in Guatemala. That's when a mix of hot rock, ash, and gases speed down the side of the volcano even faster than you can drive a car. So that's a lot different than the eruption that's happening in Hawaii right now. Lava is the main issue there, and it's much slower moving. People have had much more time to get out of the way, and no one has died. That said, it's now destroyed hundreds more homes this week and caused other problems even a month after this all started. Today, many are mourning the death of fashion designer and businesswoman Kate Spade. She was known for colorful yet classic handbags and accessories. The New York Times reports she was found dead in her New York apartment yesterday morning. There was a suicide note left on the scene. Kate Spade launched her company in 1993 with her husband. Kate Spade has actually not been involved with that brand for about a decade at this point. USA Today says it was just in 2016 when she changed her name to Kate Valentine to match her new brand, Frances Valentine. The Kate Spade brand did put out a statement yesterday saying that Kate Spade will always be its visionary founder and, quote, "we honor all the beauty she brought into this world." She leaves behind her husband and 13-year-old daughter. She was just 55. And many celebrities are taking this time to remind their fans that they are not alone if they are depressed or have another mental illness. There's always help out there, and you can even get confidential help through the National Suicide Hotline, 1-800-273-TALK. All right, other things to know today. Bill Clinton said he was even mad at himself watching his own interview on the Today Show earlier this week. This time he was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and he clarified that he did say sorry to Monica Lewinsky and her family and the American people, and that he does think the Me Too movement is long overdue. Deadline reports he's faced some backlash for his answers in interviews recently. He's been promoting his new book, which is a political thriller, and his interview tour is likely not over. Big changes are coming to the Miss America pageant. No more swimsuit competition at all. The current Miss America even tweeted out the hashtag #ByeByeBikini. And it's not just about scrapping the swimsuits. The evening gown part of the competition is also changing. Women can now wear whatever they feel shows off their personal style. The organization says it's time for contestants to be judged more on their brains than their bodies, especially in light of the Me Too movement. The chairwoman, Gretchen Carlson, proudly announced the decision this week on ABC News. She was crowned Miss America back in 1989, and she's the former Fox News anchor who sued Fox for claims of sexual harassment. She's hoping more young women take part and feel empowered through leadership and scholarships. The next Miss America competition is on September 9th. Apple's AirPods will soon act as a sort of hearing aid. AirPods are the popular wireless headphones, and the new feature for them will be called Live Listen. If it's turned on, CNET says the AirPods will work with your iPhone's microphone to make it easier to hear conversations around you. Maybe it's to more clearly hear what someone else is saying to you, but your phone can also be placed at one end of the conference table while you sit at the other and you can hear what's being said, or maybe it's even across the room. Live Listen will be available with the next iPhone update, iOS 12, later this year. Lip Sync Live. Facebook is now testing this new feature. And yes, if you know the app Musically, it's fairly similar. You pick a popular song and pretend to sing it, but live on Facebook. Also, if you've ever tried to post a personal video on Facebook that uses a popular copyrighted song, it may have been flagged or taken down. Not so much anymore. TechCrunch reports Facebook just made a bunch of deals with major record labels and other artists, so you can feel free to add in that soundtrack. The competition between social media platforms does not stop there. Now the Wall Street Journal says Instagram might be testing out long-form videos as a way to compete with YouTube. We're talking going from 60-second videos allowed on Instagram right now to possibly 60 minutes. Yeah, hour-long videos. Why? Well, some say it could bring in more money. The longer the videos, the more time for ads. The report says these are all still early plans, so it could change, but it's apparently on the table as a possibility. And that's it. Please be sure to subscribe wherever you listen so you never miss an episode. And thank you so much to those leaving great reviews and sharing the Newsworthy on social media. Natalie from the Biz Chicks podcast wrote on Facebook, "Loving the Newsworthy. It takes a lot to change my listening habits, but getting 10 minutes of news that I can play around my kids that is fast, fair, fun, and expertly delivered, yes, please." Natalie, I so appreciate those kind words, and I love to see people spreading the word about the Newsworthy. All right, remember, if you want to read more about any of the news stories mentioned today, I list the links to all the articles I reference in today's show notes. So just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and find today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time, so I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.